Can you imagine how hard it is to stop Ronaldo from scoring a goal?
Almost as hard as it was for you to beat Hezbollah when you invaded Lebanon in 2006.
I used to play soccer.
Nobody cares.
Let me tell you, it's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. But not as difficult as the illegal state of Israel's continued existence.
But the Iranian team just did the impossible.
Iran doing the impossible? You're not referring to Iran's defeat of Zionist-backed Daesh ISIS terrorists in Syria, or their overcoming of American sanctions, or their overthrowing of Western-backed dictator Reza Shah and the bringing about of the Islamic Revolution, which to this day resonates in the entire globe, or their defeat of Zionist-backed Saddam Hussein. For 8 years, the Zionist American hegemony, even the Soviet Union, back in the 1980s, Germany, France, fought against Iran through backing and arming and financing Saddam Hussein, who was a known dictator and responsible for the genocide of innocent Iraqi people. And yet, Iran didn't give up an inch of its land. Under the guidance of Imam Khomeini and later on Imam Khamenei, I'd say that Iran has made a habit of doing the impossible. But oh, you're referring to them saving a goal from a football player. Yeah, they did that too.
Iranians are among the most gifted and successful people in the world when they leave Iran.
So let me get this straight. You usurp the lands of the Palestinians, booting them out of their homes, and now you're insinuating that Iranians will only be successful if they leave theirs? When are you going to learn that people love their land? And your sycophancy is honestly distasteful, trying to butter up the Iranian people as though you care.
The Iranian people are brilliant. They're innovative. So why is Iran so poor? The answer is in two words, the regime.
Why are you trying so hard to show that Iran's apparent poverty is due to the Islamic Revolution? It's pathetic. You, who the world recognizes as a liar, tries to paint Iran as a poor country. When according to the Financial Tribune, before the revolution, a considerable share of the population was living in poverty. In 1977, 46% of Iranians were living below the poverty line. This figure has declined to just 8% of people living on less than $2 a day in 2015, according to a report by the Persian daily Shahrvand, citing the World Economic Forum. In fact, Bibi, it might surprise you to learn, although I'm pretty sure that you're well aware yourself, but are simply trying to fool people. As of 2017, there are many countries with higher poverty rates, including India, China, Pakistan, Zambia, Brazil, and Algeria. People, unwittingly falling into Israel's rhetoric, try and show that Iran has become a far poorer country after the revolution, but the reality is the opposite. Around 54% of Iran's overall rail projects were completed after the revolution. Currently, close to 6 million hectares of land across the country are devoted to agriculture, and local production meets over 90% of domestic need for agricultural products. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, production of agricultural products has grown threefold since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, to stand at 13 million tons per annum now. A report by Food and Agriculture Organization says Iran is currently among the top 20 countries in terms of agricultural production. Before the revolution, 1977-78, the country used to import over 5.6 million tons of wheat every year, but the country has achieved self-sufficiency by producing 14.5 million tons of this strategic crop annually. What's more, the country's electricity production capacity has increased by over 64,000 megawatts following the revolution. Iranian electricity subscribers were around 3.3 million in 1979, whereas the number increased to 31.7 million in the Iranian year of 2016. That's almost 10 times as much, and Iran's total power generation capacity was 7,600 megawatts in 1979. The figure now hovers around 76,000 megawatts, according to the Ministry of Energy. Again, 10 times as much, and you can see it when you walk down the streets of Iran and when you talk to its people. Now, I'm not saying that everything's hunky-dory and everyone living in Iran can afford an expensive car or a tailor-made suit as costly as yours. There is poverty in Iran, there is unemployment, and there is inflation. Where in the world do these things not exist? If Iran's unemployment rate is at 11.4% despite USA sanctions, the employment rate in the illegal entity of Israel stands at 3.7% despite the ridiculous amount of foreign aid it receives from the USA. In the UK, it's 4.2%, and the USA, 4.1%. And these figures might sound nice, but according to Real Unemployment Department of Labor, the unemployment rate in the USA actually stands at 8.6%. If we compare Iran to its neighbors, which have also been targets of imperialist West and the Zionists, Iraq 16%, Afghanistan 35%, Syria 40%, Turkey 10.3%, Turkmenistan 8.6%, Pakistan 6.7%, Azerbaijan 6.4%, and Saudi Arabia is at 12.8%. Again, despite Trump having made the biggest arms deal in history with them. That's $110 billion that didn't go towards ending unemployment and instead is being used to bomb the innocent Yemeni people back to the Stone Age. So when we compare averages, yeah, yes, there is unemployment in Iran with its 11.4%, but I'd say it's holding up pretty well, despite all the naughty, naughty things that you're doing.
Isn't it a shame that Iran doesn't invest in its people? Instead, they divert tens of billions of dollars to their nuclear program, to the spread of terror around the world, to their aggression throughout the Middle East.
After the USA, the only country in the world to ever use nuclear weapons, bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, murdering countless innocent men, women, and children, the Non-Proliferation Treaty was made. Bibi, let me just explain this to you. The Non-Proliferation Treaty is basically an agreement made by nations to say that if they have any nuclear weapons, they'll disarm them, that they won't proliferate, i.e. create any more, and that every country has the right to peaceful nuclear programs. Iran has signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. You know who hasn't? Israel. Iran has signed the NPT, it cooperates with the IAEA, unlike Israel, and it doesn't have any nuclear weapons. In fact, it is religiously forbidden by the laws of Islam to use nuclear weapons. On the one hand, the Zionists try to show that the leader of the revolution is a radical who adheres strictly to the rules of Islam, and therefore he's a threat. And on the other hand, they show that he's trying to build a nuclear bomb, essentially breaking the laws of Islam, and therefore he's a threat. Which one is it, Bibi? And if Iran wanted nuclear weapons, it would have made them ages ago. According to Gareth Porter, historian and investigative journalist, during the Iran-Iraq war, some Iranians came to Imam Khomeini hoping that he would agree to let them build nuclear weapons, just in order to deter Saddam Hussein, who was using chemical and biological weapons given to him by the West against Iranians. But he, Imam Khomeini, said Iran cannot possess or use any weapons of mass destruction because it is illegal, illicit under Islam. Nuclear weapons can only be used for genocide. Nuclear energy, however, can be used for vital electricity to run cities, for hospitals, for traffic lights, even for trading the electricity with other nations, which Iran has been doing. That's why Imam Khamenei says nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none. Furthermore, the nuclear program of Iran was helping its economy and its people. In July 2015, Iran had almost 20,000 centrifuges. Honoring the JCPOA, Iran limited it to just over 5,000, proving it was willing to cooperate peacefully with the international community. But the USA violated the JCPOA, as Imam Khamenei had predicted they would.
آمریکایی‌ها میگن ما می‌خوایم با ایران مذاکره کنیم. خب سال‌هاست میگن مذاکره می‌خوایم بکنیم. لکن خوشبین نیستم من چون تجربه من نشان میده آمریکایی‌ها هم غیر قابل اعتمادند، هم غیر منطقی‌اند، صادق نیستند در برخوردشون. اعتمادی ندارم، خوشبین نیستم به مذاکره، لکن میخوان مذاکره کنن، برن بکنن. با وجود این که من خوشبین نبودم به مذاکره با آمریکا، با این مذاکرات موردی مخالفت نکردم، موافقت کردم. از مذاکره کنندگان هم با همه وجود حمایت کردم. طرف مقابل یک طرف لجوج، بدعهد، بدمعامله، اهل دب در آوردن، اهل از پشت خنجر زدن و اهل اینجور کارها و سیاهکاری هاست، ممکنه سر جزئیات بخواد کشور ما رو، بخواد ملت ما رو، مذاکره کنندگان ما رو در یک دایره محصور کنه. اعتماد نکنید، وقتی خرش از پل گذشت برمیگرده به ریش شما میخنده.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
بنده از روز اول بارها و بارها گفتم به آمریکا اعتماد نکنید. یکی از شرط‌ها این بود که گفتیم رئیس جمهور وقت آمریکا بنویسه و امضا کنه که تحریم‌ها برداشته شد. این جزء شرایط ما بود و این نشد و نتیجه‌اش این است که دارید مشاهده می‌کنید. دو سال و نیم گذشته است، ما به همه تعهدات عمل کردیم. این مردک میاد بیرون میگه که من قبول ندارم و خارج میشم و چنین میکنم و چنان میکنم.
And your existence is just a nuisance, trying to push the international community and America towards third world war. Nobody's going to forget when you held up a coyote and roadrunner image of a bomb and tried to urge the West to attack Iran. But the nuclear energy of Iran is a threat to America and Israel, not because of nuclear weapons. They know that Iran has no interest in nuclear weapons. The real reason Iran having nuclear energy is a threat to America and Israel is because they are afraid of Iran becoming a financially independent nation.
I heard today Iran's President Rouhani's claim that Israel is behind the protests in Iran. It's not only false, it's laughable.
The people of Iran are not stupid, especially after the Islamic Revolution. As of September 2015, 93% of the Iranian adult population are literate. In 2008, 85% of the Iranian adult population were literate, well ahead of the regional average of 62%. This rate increases to 97% among young adults aged between 15 and 24, without any gender discrepancy. These are a sophisticated, educated, and politically aware people. Why are you even attempting to fool the Iranian people? Don't you know that they're wise to your tricks? When you try bargaining with them, holding a ball in your hands, it just looks embarrassing. But hold a press conference or something, you know, state some facts. At least you won't come across as somebody who's begging for a bit of popularity. Maybe it's because of that immaturity of yours that there are widespread protests inside the Zionist entity of Israel.
To the Iranian people, I say, you showed courage on the playing field. And today you show the same courage in the streets of Iran. Iran has many problems: air pollution, water scarcity, billions wasted on terror. Can you imagine what would happen if the Iranian government, instead of wasting your money on Syria and Yemen and unnecessary wars in the Middle East, would start investing it in solving these problems in Iran?
I think you have your own problems to be dealing with. According to Reuters, Israeli police questioned you over your alleged dealings with the country's largest telecommunication company, a police spokesman said. And this is just one of three corruption cases which is weighing on your political future. And your wife, Sarah Netanyahu, according to I-24 News and Israeli Channel 10, will be indicted in a corruption case related to a misuse of public funds. It's just hilarious when a corrupt system turns against its corrupt rulers for corruption charges. Your whole world is falling apart, Bibi. You know that you're out of options, all your plans have failed, and now the final hope that you have is that the Iranian people will start to hate the Islamic Revolution. But they don't. Their turnout in elections, in Al-Quds Day and Revolution Day rallies, stands in testimony to this fact, that they're not budging. On top of it, the Iranian people are proving that they can overcome all their economic hurdles despite the heavy sanctions placed on it. Due to the sanctions, Iran is not as wealthy as it could be, and that's thanks to you and America. But from one side, you attempt to cripple Iran, its hospitals, its nuclear program, its economy, and its people. And from the other side, you try and talk about how you're helping Iranians?
The solution to all these problems is the Iranian people. That's why I offered medical aid to save Iranian lives after a devastating earthquake.
That's like stabbing someone in the back and then saying, I'd like to offer you medical aid.
You have to put greater pressure on them. You have to upgrade the sanctions. And they have to know that if the sanctions and diplomacy fails, they'll face a credible military threat.
Tonight, we are going to reveal new and conclusive proof of the secret nuclear weapons program that Iran has been hiding for years from the international community in its secret atomic archive. We're going to show you Iran's secret nuclear files.
By next spring, at most, by next summer, at current enrichment rates, they will have finished the medium enrichment and move on to the final stage. From there, it's only a few months, possibly a few weeks. A red line should be drawn right here.
That's why I opened a Farsi Telegram group to teach water conservation to Iranian farmers.
Wow, so you attempt to get America to bomb Iran and increase its sanctions, but that's okay because you started a Farsi Telegram group? And I'm guessing you know that the majority of Iranians speak Farsi, so why do these videos of yours not even have a word of Farsi? Even your buddy Trump attempts to speak other languages.
Abi Kibar, Trump, Sarkar. Abi Kibar, Trump, Sarkar.
But these videos of yours don't even have a salam, a chitori, nothing. So just who are you really trying to fool?
And that's why I'll never stop advocating for peace with the Iranian people. One day I'll hope to watch Iran's soccer team go head to head against Israel in a free Tehran. On that day, we'll all be winners.
Yeah, except the last time Israel qualified for the World Cup was in 1970. And this just about sums everything up. If Israel ever even managed to go head to head with Iran on any field, Israel would be flattened. And you know it. If Israel went against Hezbollah or any of the Islamic resistance, it would just be flattened. It's not a competitor. You can't even beat Hamas. As Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said, by Allah, Israel is as weak as the spider's web. And through these silly, lonely, isolated, bizarre, fragile videos, Bibi, you're just proving him to be right. Like, do you cry yourself to sleep nowadays?
Trying so hard to prove that it's the Iranian people who are tired, but as I live amongst them, I breathe the same air they breathe, I feel their pains, let me tell you, they're not. You are.
I guess that's why Imam Khamenei said,
"The Iranian people are awake, they are motivated, and they are not at all weary. Those who promote the idea following the enemy's propaganda that the people are tired and exhausted are tired themselves."
You're tired.
And even if Israel could conjure up a team, Iran wouldn't play them anyway. Remember?
But the Iranian regime would rather see its athletes lose than compete against Israelis.
Nobody wants to play with you. Even Argentina didn't play with you, and that was just a warm-up.
If the war crimes of Israel are recognized, the world won't play with Israel.
Look at me, I'm human. I play football. Look at me, I drink water.
Please relate to me. Please know that I truly empathize with other human beings.
You're not even good at it, drinking water at the start of a video that's gonna go out in the month of Ramadan. Don't you know that Muslims are fasting and that it's hot in Iran?
Considering that this video is supposed to go out to the people of Iran, and that most people in Iran are Muslims, and that most Muslims globally already dislike you, it's not the best thing to do.
Most Muslims who watch that were probably thinking, number one, I'm thirsty, and number two, you insensitive toe rag.
You might as well have started the video scoffing a tuna sandwich. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish?
Today I'm going to make an unprecedented offer to Iran.
Bibi, you're not in a position to make an offer. That's like a burglar stealing from a house, getting caught by the owner of the house who comes down with a baseball bat. So the burglar appeals to his other burglar friends and says, please come and help. But when that doesn't work, he turns around and says, I'm gonna make you an offer.
The Iranian people are victims of a cruel and tyrannical regime.
Yeah, it's called the Zionist regime.
Issa Kalantari, a former Iranian agriculture minister, said that 50 million Iranians could be forced out of their homes due to environmental damage. 50 million.
I mean, water shortages and droughts are a serious issue, and in April 2018, Issa Kalantari, Iranian agriculture minister, called on research institutes and universities to carry out practical researches on different aspects of environment. But these kind of things happen all over the world. Back in June, the BBC reported that up to 2,000 homes were left without water for 48 hours during the hot weather. And according to the US Government Accountability Office, many states in the USA, 40 out of 50 in fact, have at least one region that's expected to face some kind of water shortage in the next 10 years.
And let's not forget the Flint water crisis.
Back in 2014, 100,000 residents were exposed to high levels of lead in the drinking water.
Maybe instead of trying to show how much you care about the Iranian people, you should actually be helping your allies like America.
Oh, that's right. The American regime is too busy giving you $3 billion annually since 1985 to care about its own people.
Israel has been the largest annual recipient of American aid from 1976 to 2004, and the largest cumulative recipient of aid since World War II.
That's $121 billion that could have been used for the clean water, health, and sanitation of the American people, and indeed, the people of the world.
But was instead gifted to Israel so that it could continue its onslaught of innocent Palestinians and waste its money in futile wars against Lebanon and its neighbors.
And let's not forget, the water resources of Palestine are fully controlled by Israel.
For a guy that pretends so much to care about the thirst of international Muslims, why is it that about a third to half of the delivered water in the Palestinian territories is lost in the distribution network?
Because of the illegal occupation of Israel, the people of Gaza do not have access to clean water.
Because of this, over 20,000 consumers in over 50% of the Gaza households have installed domestic reverse osmosis units to desalinate water for drinking purposes.
As of January 2014, there were 18 neighborhood desalination plants in the Gaza Strip, providing safe drinking water for free to 95,000 people who come to fill their canisters at the plants.
But because of Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip, you even hindered this. Palestinians tried to collect rainwater.
Some 180,000 to 200,000 Palestinians living in rural communities
have no access to running water, and the Israeli army often prevents them from even collecting rainwater.
You are the Yazid of today, preventing people from access to clean water and trying to show yourself as some sort of advocate for human rights?
The Iranian regime shouts, death to Israel. In response, Israel shouts, life to the Iranian people.
The Israeli football team, Beitar Jerusalem, is making headlines not for what it does on the pitch, but what it does off it. Chants like this, we hate all Arabs, are only the tip of the racist volcano.
I've been warning for some time
about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria.
Chanting death to the Arabs and randomly attacking Arab workers.
You agree with me, radical Islam is the evil in our time.
Yes, sir.
And Iran represents the biggest threat.
Because it would couple a radical Islamic regime with nuclear weapons.
We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. President Trump has made it clear that he is committed to peace. I have made it clear that I'm committed to peace.
Down with Israel and death to Israel are mottos which are not just being chanted by the people of Iran, but the people of the world, calling for the Zionist apartheid regime of Israel, which gives human rights only to Zionist Jews, to cease to exist, and the indigenous people of Palestine, whether Jews, Muslim or Christian, to their human right to self-determination.
Do Black Lives Matter in Israel? They've taken to the streets over the past several weeks to protest police brutality and racism in Israeli society.
This is the Israel experience.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Seattle.
All over.
Miami, Florida.
Florida.
We're celebrating that in 1967, we took our
really
city
glad.
Back.
I'm really glad
and that's why we're here right now, at the hotel, to celebrate. Celebrate the fact that we are Jews. This is the Jewish state, and we're here to show our support.
But when you say you took the city back, who did you take it from?
Recently, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia referred to Iran's supreme leader as the new Hitler of the Middle East. Obviously, there are some important differences between Nazi Germany and the Islamic Republic of Iran. But both regimes do have two important things in common. One, a ruthless commitment to impose tyranny and terror. And second, a ruthless commitment to murder Jews.
Jews of Iran can freely worship and perform their traditional rites. They face no kind of pressure. Our synagogues here are safer than in the US or in Europe. The Iranian government supports us.
I came to this restaurant because Jews come here. My children can read the Torah in Hebrew, but they cannot speak it.
The morning prayer has just begun, and I watch in silence as dozens of men carry out Jewish rituals that are thousands of years old and have been performed by Jews in the region for almost as long. With almost 9,000 members left all over the country, it's still the biggest Jewish parish all over the Middle East, outside of Israel.
Words alone will not stop Iran. Sanctions alone will not stop Iran. Sanctions must be coupled with a clear and credible military threat.
You think you're being clever through your sly speech, turning the people of the West against Islam, but you're not. Before 9/11 took place, nobody could have known that it was going to take place except for somebody who was involved in it.
Well, I was getting this question in the 1990s, and I said that the West really doesn't understand militant Islam. So I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
If I told you that someone specifically mentioned 6 years before 9/11 took place that Islamic militants would bring down the World Trade Center, you'd say that that person needs to be interrogated, investigated, and prosecuted for collaboration with terrorists.
If the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center. The next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
What's this other jet doing?
What's this other jet doing?
Holy.
I think it's very important to be able to prevent the infiltration of terrorists. Doesn't necessarily kill that many people, although you suffered a terror attack that killed thousands of people. Thousands
I interviewed people, you, and you were one of our strongest allies at the time.
I remember that very, very well.
And you were one of our strongest allies at the time.
I remember that very, very well.
A yes-no question for you. Does Israel have nuclear capabilities and nuclear weapons? Yes or no?
It's as good an answer as you're going to get, but I'll tell you one thing, Chris, and I think it's important. You know, Iran has it.
Is that you won't That's even confirm that you have nuclear weapons when the world already believes that you do. Why? Why keep that quiet?
Iran. The people of Iran are good and decent. They shouldn't have to face such a cruel regime alone.
Liars always get caught out. And in your desperate attempt to try to appeal to the people of Iran right when we're at the cusp of victory shows how soon you're really going to go down. And you remind me of someone.
من از شما جوانان و نوجوانان که آینده ایران متعلق به شماست میخواهم در این لحظات تاریخی بگذارید همه با هم به ایران فکر کنیم.
The people of Iran are good and decent. They shouldn't have to face such a cruel regime alone. We are with you.
Iran and the Islamic Revolution has proven that the world no longer has to tolerate tyrants like yourself. You and your conniving warmongering buddies who have no right to be ruling over the people of this world are going to be wiped off the face of this planet for the sake of a better, freer, and more just world. What are you going to do, Bibi? Where are you going to run? The Zionists will do everything in their power to try to mislead people. They will create their fake Mahdis. They will create their fake Jesuses. They will do everything that they can. But the believers, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, the oppressed of the planet will recognize Imam Mahdi and be undeterred despite the Zionists' best efforts. So do your worst, for we shall do ours.
گفتم دوران بزن و در رو تمام شده.